You had this plan for your life. You had this dream. You thought things were going to fall into place. And now, not only have they not fallen into place, it's died.
Dr. Tony Evans says when your prospects in life don't seem to have a pulse, it's not because God doesn't care.
If God lets something die, it's so that you could see what only God can do.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. When we're feeling hopeless and out of options, it can start to seem like God has forgotten all about us. But today, Dr. Evans takes a look at what's really going on and how we can get a clearer look at what the Lord is up to. Let's join him.
When a head coach on an NFL team perceives that the referee has made a misstep, he's called a wrong play, awarding a key play to the opposition, whether a pass or a touchdown or yardage gained, he throws out a red flag, signaling that the referee needs to look at this again. Obviously, you have made a mistake. There are times in our lives when we want to throw a red flag out on God because it looks like he ain't called that one right. Because if he really knew what was going on, he wouldn't have called that play. If he really knew how this was going to affect me, he wouldn't allow that to happen. If he really knew the pain I was going to have to go through in dealing with this, that's not the God I know. God, somehow you've missed it. Martha and Mary, in the first 5 verses of John 11, send word to Jesus that our brother is sick and we need your help. So the first thing you need to know is they started with the right thing. They took their problem to Jesus. But not only did we do the right thing and come and tell you about our problem, which you told us to do, pray, to, you know, you gave us hope because you sent back word, it's going to be all right. Problem occurs because Lazarus dies. So Jesus then said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes I was not there. Oh, no, you didn't do that. It's bad enough for you not to be there. It's worse for you to tell me you're happy you weren't. I called you. I needed you. I wanted you. You love us. We're in pain, and you're glad you were not here when it got worse. Jesus says to her, your brother will rise again in verse 23. Your brother's going to live again. God lets things die in your life and mine for the express purpose of letting you witness a resurrection. If God lets something die, it's so that you could see what only God can do, because only God can raise the dead. He says, do you believe this? She says, yes, Lord. Verse 27, I believe. Now, we're in a very emotional setting here. There's a lot of crying going on. Mary particularly is weeping, and the people with her are weeping. In verse 31, the Jews are seeking to console her. We've already seen verse 32, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus says, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus feeling Mary and Martha's pain. Jesus, verse 38, is deeply moved. He comes to the tomb, to the cave where the stone was lying against it, and said, remove the stone. Martha hears him say, remove the stone, and said to him, Lord, by this time there will be a stench because he's been here 4 days. Jesus, Could it be on this one occasion you missed it? Because what you are asking for is not logical. When God is ready to do something in your life that involves a resurrection, it will often include an illogical request. Because this request makes no sense. That's what Martha is saying. It makes no sense. You look at the Bible, and the angel comes to Mary, Jesus' mother, and says, you're going to give birth to a baby boy. Her question was, but how can this be? What you just said is not logical. When Abraham is told to sacrifice his son, and yet he's going to be the head of a great nation, that's not logical. For Gideon to take his army down from 30,000 to 300 men and fight a war, that's not logical. For the walls of Jericho to fall down simply because we marched around it, and these are fortified walls for years and years and years, that doesn't make sense. For Naaman to dip his body in the Jordan River 7 times in order to get rid of the leprosy that was killing him, Naaman said to the prophet, that doesn't make sense. Whenever God is getting ready to do something in your entombed situation, don't be surprised if it doesn't make sense. But the temptation is to go logical. The temptation is to use human views to explain what is a supernatural move. And because it doesn't make sense, what we do with God is debate the instruction. Last time I checked, the instruction was real simple. I mean, this is not rocket science. Remove the stone. Jesus says to Martha, did not I say to you? Well, we can stop right there. I said, move the stone, and you want to have a discussion about the aspects of death and how bodies rot and how many days it takes for them to get rotten. You want to get in this long discussion. You want to inform the omniscient one who knows all things. You want to give me some information. A lot of us are delaying our resurrections by discussion. We're spending so much time discussing how illogical the expectations of God are, we can't get around to a resurrection, so we find ourselves staying in a tomb. Did not I say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? It's another one of those nuggets. Please don't misread that. Let me tell you what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, if you see, you will believe. He says, if you will believe, you will see. Here's the principle. To experience the living Christ active in your dead situation, belief must precede sight. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Him that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Faith precedes sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, let me explain that. Faith is acted on, watch this, when there is no empirical evidence to validate why you're doing what you're doing. There is nothing you can taste, touch, hear. There's nothing the 5 senses can grab. Because if the 5 senses can grab it, it's sight. Yeah. And sight and faith are two totally different things. We don't have to have faith in Christ if we were in heaven right now, because we could see him. Sight means that faith is not necessary because you now see it. But on earth, God says, the just shall live their lives by faith. Now, how would Martha know she had faith? There's only one way Martha would know she had faith, and that's by removing the stone. How do you know when you have faith? You don't know when you have faith because you got a feeling. You don't know when you have faith because you feel faithish. You don't know that you have faith unless you're responding to the phrase, "Did I not say?" If you're not doing something he told you to do, you're not having faith. If you're discussing it, you're not at the faith point yet. You're at the discussion point. If you're thinking about it, you're not at the faith point yet. You're at the thought point. You're not at the faith point until I see that stone moving. He says, you're going to see something, but I'm not going to tell you the details of what the something is you're going to see. Yeah. See, here's where a lot of us are. Okay, God, tell me what you're going to show me, and then I'll decide if it's worth me moving the stone. If you give me the details, then I will exercise the faith. But wait a minute. Here's a principle. Here's one of those deep principles. It's real simple. If God doesn't get us to respond to his revealed will, remove the stone, you will never see his secret will, what he's up to. A lot of us are not seeing what God is up to because we want to discuss moving the stone. We want to discuss the obedience and not get around to the obedience. And we get mad at God and wonder, how come God doesn't love me? How come God doesn't care? And God's trying to say, how come we don't move the stone? You say, didn't I tell you? You're making this too difficult. You're making this too deep. I just told you, remove the stone. Yeah, but what you gonna do when I remove the stone? None of your business. Because I'm not gonna show you my secrets until I see your faith. And I see your faith when you remove the stone.
What happens when we finally do what God wants us to? We'll find out in a moment when we continue this first message from a brand new compilation called From the Heart of Tony Evans. Like the name suggests, these 8 lessons cover core concepts that Dr. Evans says are essential for healthy Christians and healthy churches. They include his signature message on the Kingdom Agenda, which drives our entire ministry philosophy. We'd like to send you all 8 CDs in this collection as our way of investing in your family. All we ask in return is that you make an investment of any amount, large or small, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. We depend on each and every gift, since even though thousands and thousands of people listen to our program every day, only a small percentage responds to us. And if we hear from you right away, we'll include a special bonus, our 365-day flip calendar. Each month highlights various aspects of God's character, his love, and his promises, along with beautiful images and quotes from Tony. Again, it's all yours with our thanks for your gift of any amount. But don't wait, this offer is only available for a few short days. Get the details and make your contribution online at tonyevans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. Staff members are standing by in our resource center to help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back with more of our message right after this.
In 2017, the New England Patriots overcame a 25-point deficit to win Super Bowl 51. In 2016, the Chicago Cubs and Cleveland Cavaliers both came back, down 3-1, to win championships. These teams had one thing in common. They were down and out and fought their way back to victory. Many of us are in similar situations, feeling overwhelmed from the demands of everyday life. In his new book, Your Comeback, Tony Evans provides the inspiration you need to have your ultimate personal and spiritual comeback. Begin the journey to your comeback today. Available in bookstores everywhere.
So they removed the stone. They left human logic and just did what God said to do. They ain't trying to figure it out no more. They ain't trying to understand it no more. Master said, move the stone. Let's just move the stone. Get it over with. Move the stone. So they removed the stone. Then. Somebody say then.
Then.
That's what, say then again.
Then.
When they removed the stone, then Jesus, verse 41, raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the people standing around, I said it so that they may believe that you sent me. Oh, this is just too deep. Watch this now. When Martha came out earlier, she says, I know even now, your father will do whatever you want. I know that in my Bible class with you, I have learned that your daddy never turned you down. So if you would just talk to God for me. Obviously, I'm not getting through because nothing changed. My situation got worse. So if you would just step in there and have a little conversation for me, then you can get your father to do what I don't seem to be able to get him to do, and that is change the deadness of my situation. I can't get him to do it. It's not working for me. Then, after she removed the stone, Jesus talked to his father. He did not talk to his father until he saw her faith. A lot of us are stuck in logical dilemmas. We stay up all night trying to figure it out, work it out, pay money to get it counseled out. We try to do this, that, and the other. And all God wanted was a stone moved. He didn't want all that other stuff you're doing. He just said, because if you would move the stone, that is simply do the thing I asked you to do, I talk to God for you.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you the difference between when I talk to God and when you talk to God. When you talk to God, you may or may not get through based on the purity of your life, based on a lot of circumstances. See, you may or may not get through. But let me tell you what happens when I talk to God. He says, when I talk to God, he never turns me down. He says, when I talk to God, he always responds to what I said. See, the key to prayer is Jesus praying what you're asking for? Because God will never, that's why he says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, John 15 verse 7, you can ask me whatever you want and my father will do it from heaven. Why? Because my father won't turn me down. You know what Jesus is giving you the privilege of doing? Piggybacking on his faith. Even if your faith is weak, he says, piggyback on mine. But Jesus, how I piggyback on yours? Move the stone. Then you're piggybacking on me. They move the stone. Jesus is standing at the tomb. And he says, Lazarus! Come forth. He calls forth a specific person in a specific situation in response to specific faith exercised by specific people. And guess what those people got? They got a resurrection. They got a miracle. Lazarus was trapped in a grave, and only God could get him out of it. Anybody hit trapped in a dead situation? And you've tried to be part of the night of the living dead. You've tried to walk out of that tomb, but it just keeps dragging you back, and you are trapped. Stuck. You know what Jesus said? He said, come forth. God wants to make some dead marriages alive. Did you know God can take a dead marriage and give it new life? He just can't get husbands and wives to remove the stone. They want to keep talking about all this other stuff. You know, all you got to do is remove the stone. You just got to do this thing I told you to do, and then I will call life. They didn't make life come forth. All they did was move the stone at his word. But he created a miracle. Somebody here needs a miracle. You need a resurrection. That means there's been a death. Somebody's trapped in an addiction. You've tried everything you know to get out of it. No, what you need is a resurrection. Not simply resuscitation. He brings life out of death. Let me give you a closing thought. Earlier in the story, Jesus says, Lazarus is asleep. Then it says, later on, he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. The reason Jesus uses the word sleep is he wanted to give them a different understanding of their physical reality. He was physically dead, but he doesn't call him dead. He calls him asleep because he did not want the disciples to look at death the way they had been taught to look at it. So then, if you are tired of your grave, if you are sick of your cemetery, if you are claustrophobic in your casket, all it takes is moving a stone. That is, God, what do you want me to do? You tell me. I will do it even though I don't like it, don't understand it, it's illogical, and doesn't make sense. I'm going to exercise faith. And then I'll watch you make it sight. It's time for resurrection.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking today about how God can bring life out of our dead situations. If the resurrection you've been waiting for has been a long time coming, let me suggest that you get in touch with us and ask about getting a copy of today's message to review again. God, do you really care? Copies are available on CD or DVD, or contact us for details on our current teaching series, From the Heart of Tony Evans. Remember, all 8 CDs are yours as our gift when you help support Tony's ministry by making a contribution of any amount, large or small. Along with it, you'll get the special 365-day calendar I told you about earlier. Get in touch with us today to make your contribution and your request before this special double offer runs out. You can get information and make your request online at tonyevans.org or let one of our staff members help you by calling us day or night at 1-800-800-3222. Every time we let the devil get the upper hand in our lives, we surrender a little bit of territory that doesn't belong to him. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans explains that it's not too late to turn those defeats into victories. Find out how when you join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.